NASA, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, presents The Space Story. On a single day about 65 million years ago, the story of life on Earth changed forever. The dinosaurs never saw the asteroid coming, but most scientists believe that's what did them in. A 6 to 12 mile wide chunk of rock that smashed into Earth, wiping out most of the species then in existence. Last summer's collision of a comet with Jupiter was a dramatic reminder that such things really do happen. Kevin Baines, a planetary scientist at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory, watched that impact from a mountaintop in Hawaii.
We witnessed up there the largest explosion ever seen by mankind of anything outside the sun, the largest explosion ever witnessed in an atmosphere of a planet. And even so, that particular explosion that we were looking at was 1/10,000th the size of this explosion.
Baines is part of a team that's trying to piece together exactly what happened in the months and years following the asteroid impact 65 million years ago. Evidence points to a huge eroded crater on the Yucatan Peninsula in modern-day Mexico as ground zero. The explosion itself released tremendous amounts of energy. Boulders the size of cars rained down hundreds of miles away. Coastal areas all over the world were flooded by tidal waves. Then things really got bad. A thick cloud of soot and dust covered half the planet for as long as 6 months.
The initial cloud is horrible in itself. It's full of soot and dust, and indeed for the first few months it was very black, probably over the whole northern hemisphere in this case. It was very black. For the first few weeks, dinosaurs couldn't, if they could lift up their hands, which they couldn't, but let's say they could lift up their hands, the velociraptors, for example, they couldn't even see their hands in front of their face for the first few weeks because it was so dark. It's probably choking, too. They probably had a hard time breathing in the choking atmosphere.
Eventually, though, the dust and soot settled out of the atmosphere. And if that had been the end of it, says Baines, the dinosaurs might still be around today. The fact that they're not has posed something of a dilemma for theorists.
The problem with the dinosaur extinction is you have to explain how every dinosaur, virtually every dinosaur around the world, was wiped out, not just in the hemisphere where it hits. And that's been the outstanding problem, is that yes, you can wipe out everything in the hemisphere, but how do you kill off everything in the other hemisphere, given sort of a barrier that we have at the equator, where it's hard for air to move from one hemisphere to another? How do you get an impact that happened in Mexico to affect organisms in Australia, for example?
Baines, Adriana Ocampo, Kevin Pope, and Boris Ivanov think they've found the answer in the unique geology underlying the Yucatan site where the asteroid hit. That area is particularly rich in sulfur, which was thrown up into the atmosphere in huge amounts, perhaps several hundred billion tons worth. For a time, Earth came to resemble its less hospitable planetary neighbor.
You are creating sort of a mini Venus in the Earth's atmosphere when you throw that much sulfur up there. It's a lot like Venus in the way the clouds get formed. So the Earth actually, to visitors coming from another planet, the Earth would have looked a lot like Venus in terms of just taking a picture. You would have seen this veil of sulfuric acid clouds around both planets.
The sulfur haze would have cooled the entire Earth by as much as 30 degrees Fahrenheit. Baines likens it to a gray, overcast day, except that the overcast lasted for 10 years. The combination of cold and reduced sunlight was too much for the dinosaurs and for most other animals and plants. Ironically, their demise cleared the stage for the later development of mammals and eventually human beings.
Here's a form of life that had dominated the Earth for hundreds of millions of years. It was stabilized. There was nothing that was going to affect them. Well, it came out of the sky, and out of the blue, they got blindsided, broadsided by this thing, sort of a blind hit, and it wiped them out in a geological wink. And you can look at it that mammals, and indeed mankind, perhaps owes its existence to a very unlucky stroke to the dinosaurs and a very lucky stroke for us.
And more good news for us, since sulfurous impact sites are relatively rare, it means global extinctions are also rare. Something to bear in mind when contemplating the next asteroid that someday is sure to come hurtling our way. This has been The Space Story, brought to you by this station and NASA. For the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, I'm Bob Tebow.